If you have a porch that goes all the way across the front of the house and then all the way down one side, do you call anything besides the porch or do you still call it porch?
I said porch, but then you find some people might call them Gary. But I said porch.
When people say Gary, what, they mean that?
Mean porch.
Just any kind of porch?
Yeah, just any, just porch, period. Might be a small porch or a large porch or a screened-in porch.
Does the porch usually have a roof or not?
Some of them have a roof, some of them don't. Part depends on, some of them just be small with just a little piece just right up over the door. All depends on what kind of, how you got the house made, I guess.
What if it's on the second story, then what do you call it?
That'd be a balcony.
Let's see. If you have a fireplace, you know, like an open fireplace in the house? What do you call that thing that the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
If it's on an industrial plant, you know, like in the city, do you call it anything different?
We used to call them smokestacks, I believe.
Sometimes in front of a fireplace, there's a kind of little brick area, you know, right in front. Sometimes it's raised, and sometimes it's not. What do you call that little brick thing that sticks out?
You mean right just before you get to the fire, right around that in the front area?
What
is it? I don't know what they call that.
Have you ever heard it called a hearth or a hearth? What do you call those iron things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't call. I forgot what we called them because it's been so long since I even heard talk of them now.
Yeah. Did y'all have a fireplace or heat?
We had a wood stove. But the only fireplace I ran into was at my grandmother's and them. That was way back in the 20s.
Yeah.
And other than that, it was always a wood stove to cook on and a wood stove to heat by.
Usually when you have wood stoves like that, you have a thing that takes the smoke from the stove up and over to the chimney. What do we call that?
Stovepipe.
Usually up above a fireplace, just an open fireplace, you have a thing where you can put plates or dishes or, you know.
Above the fireplace?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that.
I was going to say too that one of the interesting things about all the farm questions out here asking them for city people is that most of the city people don't know, you know.
About farming, no.
And it's interesting to see, because we ask the same question as the farm people. And it's interesting the comparison to see how much the city people don't know, because like I don't know most of the stuff.
I've been on a farm, I've visited farm, but some things I can remember and some things I just wasn't out there long enough.
Well, I never had been on a farm much, and so, you know, this stuff I ask is new to me. We'll get to the farm questions. Finish here with fire. What do you call that black stuff that's left in the chimney, you know, after the smoke?
Soot.
What?
Soot.
Okay. And after the fire burns out completely, you just got
coal.
Okay, or if it burns down even further than that.
Ashes.
Okay, now if that car's gone by, say it again.
Now
if that car's gone by, would you say it again?
Run that by me again?
I think when you said that word, the car probably...
Oh, what you mean, like soot?
Yeah, or...
Ashes? Yeah. Or coals?
Okay, what's the difference between coals and ashes?
Well, coals, you still got fire there. Little small pieces of fire, wood that's still burning.
Yeah.
And the ashes, just is nothing.
When you start the fire, what do you usually use? A small kind of wood? What do you call that wood to start
the fire? Some of it we call kindling.
Yeah.
To start the wood, start the fire with.
Okay.
Chips.
Yeah.
Another thing we use to start the fire with.
Uh-huh.
Brush.